matter what kind of loving you're into, or how big your ego might be. All you need's an air conditioner. You are the man, 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 you are the man for me.
Jeff Heller, sales leader for Train Southwest, as the song says, you are the man, the air conditioning man, you the man.
I don't know about that.
Well, you've certainly lived here long enough. You've lived in air conditioning your whole life.
Yeah, I grew up actually with just, you mentioned swamp cooler earlier, and I shuddered because I remember only having a swamp cooler on our house growing up off of Carefree Highway. And now if I go into a place that has just swamp cooling on it, it's just, I just cringe because the air is just so not like refrigerated air.
Well, and what you guys have done in innovation has really outdated about cooling. My air conditioning specialist at my house, I raised dogs, German Shorthairs, and they live in a section of the garage. And so they were always evap cooled. And my guy kept saying, Rosie, you knucklehead, you need to mini split that air conditioner, that air condition that space and get rid of that evap cooler. And being hard-headed and a little slow to learn, I put it off, I put it off, I put it off, till it finally rusted through and died. And I said, okay, I'm going to do it. It cost me half as much to keep the garage air-conditioned with a mini-split as it cost me to run an evap cooler and just stay marginally comfortable.
Right. Yeah, we see all the houses that were out there with the rooftop package units and a lot of piggyback systems, we called them.
Sure, yes.
So you'd have both a swamp cooler and an air conditioner on there. And so you'd only use the air conditioner during the monsoon season. But we always have humidity in our house because we're doing laundry and taking baths and stuff like that. But a lot of people like having the swamp cooler from the energy efficiency or because it costs less to operate, because the old air conditioners that were rated at 6, 7, 8 SEER would cost more to operate.
They would.
A swamp cooler is probably around a 10 SEER system, and now 14 is the minimum, so there's no savings. Plus, you have the maintenance and the water all the crap that goes in the air quality with one of those. So they don't put them on anything. In fact, all of our contractors, if somebody has a house, 99% of the time they're ripping that thing off.
We put evap coolers on every garage we built all through the 90s and 2000. We don't put an evap cooler on anything anymore.
Nope.
And evap coolers, they have a high-low setting. With Train, you've got 700 settings it does automatically on speed. So it's much more efficient. I mean, it just has, when you look at the scale of evap cooling to air conditioning and the adaption of technology, air conditioning just skyrockets and evap cooling just kind of plateaued.
Right. Yeah, there's still some markets in the country that still use them. Not sure why, but and really what's cool with our inverter technology, variable speed, the matching comfort control is like we call it, you're used to calling it a thermostat, but it does so many different things. It can measure the temperature and the load value in the house, and that's how it manages the system as far as only giving you the cooling that you need at that particular time to maintain comfort in the house. But I know you want to talk about
I do want to get to super cooling, but we've talked our way through this segment, so we're going to save it for
Sorry.
No. It was me. My fault. So we're going to save it for segment three and talk about it then. If you've got a question about air conditioning, folks, we do have open lines. The number is 1-888-767-4348. I want to drive home a couple real takeaway points for desert-dwelling Arizona homeowners. If your equipment is in such condition that you're considering replacement or updating of the equipment, and whoever you call out to service the equipment takes a look at the serial number and determines the size of the unit and uses that as the only criteria for what they're going to give you back, you have the wrong contractor on the job. Increases in efficiency of equipment, a thorough investigation of your duct system, which we'll get into more, both in the return air and the supply, and an analysis of your lifestyle and the BTU load, heat load of your house should dictate the size of your equipment. we, and I say this collectively, for all the contractors in Arizona since the 40s and 50s when air conditioning was invented, we all installed oversized equipment all the way through the 90s. And it was just with the introduction of energy audits that we began to realize in the early 2000s, late 90s, what a misservice that was and how we were all kidding ourselves. So the science of building has come to correct the tradition of what we were doing for years. We were undersizing the return airs. We were oversizing the equipment because the retiring police officer from Kansas City who's coming out here to Phoenix, he wants to be able to turn that air conditioning on. He wants it to turn into a meat locker in 15 minutes, and we didn't ever want to get a call back from him. We didn't care what it was costing him because back then, you know, we were at 4 cents a kilowatt.
Right.
Now that we're 22 cents a kilowatt, there's more to consider.
Absolutely.
So, oh, a real, I'm on, I'll take a breath.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE-4U. About half the lines are full at the moment. We'll come back with your calls and text as well. One person texted in when we were talking about evap cooling and said, but it's nice to keep your windows and doors open. And, you know, I used to be the case, but, you know, air condition your inside. Just go sit on the patio with a roll around a evap cooler then if you want that type of outdoor comfort. So it's a much more efficient way. And the air conditioning and evap cooler are counterproductive. One is removing moisture, one's adding moisture.